Health Radio and Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health with renowned health expert, Dr. David Friedman, along with Melanie Cole.
Here are your guides to good health.
Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, welcome back. Our next guest is the best-selling author of Think Yourself Thin and author of five other health and wellness books. She's appeared on national network television and radio shows and has been interviewed for top magazines such as Cosmo, Red Book, and Women's World, here to discuss healthy eating for stressful times and how food affects our mood. Welcome to the show, a returning guest, Debbie Johnson. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Debbie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. So great to be here, Dr. Friedman,
here.
And Melanie, too.
Oh, that was great. Now, thanks to the Arby's new slogan, Good Mood Food, is all over billboards, TV, we're seeing it. But eating comfort foods for mood enhancement and stress relief is nothing new. Arby didn't create it. Share with us the connection between what we eat and how we feel.
Well, you know, a lot of people think, well, carbs at night to slow down, relax. Mm-hmm. You know, I pretty much pass out if I used to eat my husband's cornmeal pancakes. After dinner, you know, for dinner. And because I would eat my carbs at night, too. And, you know, meat takes longer to digest, so
right.
I eat that in the morning. I turn into a vegetarian after 3 in the afternoon. And I don't eat much meat. But what I found out, doing a little bit of research, is that vegetables, which I have a lot of in my cookbook, and it's gluten-free and diabetic-friendly, but the thing is, I find for health in general, any kind of health, but even stress, vegetables mm-hmm. are better because the carbs, yes, they will slow you down and make you want to just lay on the couch
right.
and do nothing. However, and they might even make you feel a little bit better in some ways or less stressed, they do cause weight gain, as you both know, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So in order to avoid the weight gain and build the serotonin, which is the feel-good hormone that we get with exercise, et cetera, that the adrenal secretes, that also created by eating more tryptophan. But tryptophan, L-tryptophan, which you know is an amino acid,
mm-hmm.
Is in meat, and it's also in some vegetables, or maybe all vegetables. I'm not sure about that, but I do know that in vegetables, it's easier for the body to absorb and utilize it.
Right. You know, interesting.
So it's not what people want to hear. They'd like mood uh-huh. food to be something like potato chips, which it can be, like
right.
I said. However, if you want to at least alternate, you can try this and use vegetables that are maybe marinated. I have this in my book, crudités, that I used to have
right.
in my restaurant. I had a gluten-free, diabetic-friendly restaurant, too. So we did these crudités instead of bread for people. We'd bring out vegetable sticks that were marinated in lemon juice and whatever herbs you like. If you like oregano, rosemary, dill. I think dill is a lot lighter. And you can do that for maybe 24 hours. So maybe a little water and some lemon juice. It shouldn't be just pure lemon juice. Dill and some really healthy salt like Himalayan pink salt or Celtic sea salt.
Right.
And try that, you know?
I know the word stressed spelled backwards is desserts, and so many people turn to sweets for comfort times during stress. What recommendation do you have for that stressed out lady hanging out with her two best friends, Ben and Jerry's, that's listening to us saying, I don't want vegetables, I need sweet. Is there anything you recommend that can satisfy the sweet tooth?
Sorbet, you know, have fruit at least.
That
but you know what? I mean, if you're hanging out with your friends, have a good time.
Right.
Definitely. Maybe go home and eat some more vegetables.
Debbie, what about chocolate?
Chocolate, I know for me, it definitely enhances my mood, but the caffeine in the chocolate wires me too much, and then I'm really exhausted after that. And what that does is hard on the adrenals. I heard you speaking just a little bit earlier with the guest before me. I didn't catch her name, but with like caffeine, caffeine in Coke, Cola, in chocolate, in anything, it can definitely stress the adrenals, again, as you both know. And the adrenals is where we get serotonin.
Right.
So
it gives you temporary up.
We want the adrenals.
It temporarily helps you, but then about, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, you feel that drop.
Yes.
And that's
exactly.
What happens.
Exactly.
And then share with us your book, Fun with Gluten-Free, Low Glycemic. It's a cookbook. What's first the benefits of eating gluten-free? We hear so much of that. Share, define gluten-free to, for somebody listening.
Oh, sure. And, you know, wheat, rye, barley, oats even have gluten in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even kamut and spelt. And we think these are really great alternative flours. And even if you're eating whole grain, even if you're eating sprouted, it can have gluten in it, which, again, affects the adrenals and a lot of other things, too. But if you think about this, 90% of all schizophrenics are cured by a gluten-free diet and wow, other mental illnesses, too. And if you think of the highest stress you can imagine, a mental illness would be very
right,
stressful, right?
Exactly. So gluten has been known to be the cause of this stress. A lot of conditions, arthritis has helped with the gluten-free diet. There's just, it's endless. But so people, sometimes they're eating gluten, they don't even realize it. So does your book say, hey, here's gluten, stay away from it, here's alternatives?
Yes, I do talk about the effects gluten can have, and then I also talk about the alternatives, which are actually really yummy, rich, and satisfying. So I never knew that until I just, I've experimented for, gosh, 30, 40 years with eating really healthy. And I'm thinking young, too. One of my books is
right,
free bonus book with Think Yourself Thin is Think Yourself Young. And the way I think that it comes around, you know, as I'm attracting things to me that are helping me stay young. And the food that I eat is rich and delicious. And it gives me the healthy oils and fats that I need,
mm-hmm,
and like using almond meal flour to bake with. So people,
right,
I mean, if you don't my cookbook, that's fine. You know, substitute almond meal flour for regular flour in your carrot cake next time. And carrots are sweet. You know, so with carrots and raisins, maybe put a little bit of stevia in there, and you'll have a delicious carrot cake. And
there's
you
your sweet tooth.
Need,
there's your sweet pardon? Tooth satisfaction. That's what people
yeah,
need. That's great. And you mentioned healthy fats, and people hear the word fat, they always associate that as being the enemy. Why are some good fats for us? Share that, and how does that help with stress? People think, wait a minute, fat is supposed to make me stressful because it's making me bigger. It's not true.
Very, very good question. If anyone has seen, it's an old movie, so I'm dating myself, of course, with this Lorenzo's Oil. Did you ever mm-hmm, see that, either of you?
I did,
yeah.
Okay, do you remember, Melanie, what illness the child had?
No, it's a processing fat. Yeah, it's the inability
okay,
to process cholesterol, actually, and a certain type of fat from the brain that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a way better memory than I do, because I don't remember that part. But the nervous system was affected by this illness. I know that. And so they had to find a way to help him. And so they rubbed olive oil all over his body and got him. So, of course, our skin is the largest organ, so it absorbs whatever we put on it. And so he was absorbing the olive oil, and it was, his father did tons of research to help his son, and it definitely helped. It was a breakthrough in that illness. Well, I've also heard, and maybe you guys have heard this too, that some people are so afraid of fat and oils and, you know, heart disease that they start their babies with low-fat diets. And these babies at 2 years old can't even raise their heads because their nervous system is undeveloped. It's very sad.
You know, with the olive oil, putting it over your body, if somebody's helping with that, that's fine. But make sure they're not a cannibal first.
Really?
Yeah, don't let a cannibal put any oil on your body. That's
I know.
But, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I love how you talk about serotonin as being that happy hormone, you know, and a lot of these foods help stimulate that, and the adrenals actually inhibit that. Is there one particular gluten-free recipe that's your favorite?
I would say the carrot cake. That's why I gave you
that's
that
your number one.
I love that. And carrots are already naturally sweet. You're getting your vegetables. But mostly it just tastes good to me, and I like spicy things. But I think, I don't know, I like all my recipes. And there's actually a video how to make these carob coconut truffles, and I really love those too.
Wow, those sound good.
And they're easy, and if you like raw food, they're mostly raw.
Right.
Or can be, depends on how you make them. So there's alternatives in there, but those are fun to make, and kids can help, and, you know, roll them in coconut, and they're just, or you can use chocolate if you want to,
that
and
makes
those
sense,
are kind of energizing. So that's all good food. All healing foods is what I use in my cookbook, too.
And you mentioned a lot of people, they self-medicate with alcohol, caffeine. What's your opinion on Epsom salts and massage therapy, acupuncture?
Well, I love it all. I mean, I've been to chiropractors like you, Dr. Friedman, and alternative mm-hmm. health practitioners all of my adult life, as soon as I found out about that. And so I've done pretty much everything, and I think it just depends on what cycle you're in at the time.
Right.
But I recommend so many avenues.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure having you on the show. For more information on Debbie and her latest cookbook, Fun with Gluten-Free Low Glycemic Food, go to djsuccesstraining.com. Don't go away, because up next, simple and concise tools to living a healthy, happy, stress-free, and successful life with Cheyenne Meese. I certainly want to hear about that. Boy, that is up next on To Your Good Health Radio, so don't go away.